Hey, Dry Shampoo Divas. I am so excited to do a rant about all things Christmas with you today.
Me too.
I know I can certainly use some comic relief right about now. I just need a good chuckle. So hopefully you guys can too, because we just need some laughter amidst the chaos that is the holidays.
Yes, same.
So I have to start off by telling you that my husband is an absolute stickler when it comes to anything Christmas related being put up prior to Thanksgiving. And so I've just been dying inside, anticipating being able to put up all the Christmas things. Jessica, how are things over at your house?
I mean, I hate to feel like somebody is dying, but I'm the stickler in this household. And yes, I do wait till after Thanksgiving. No decorations, no tree, no nothing until after Turkey Day has been celebrated. But the second that's over, then all the kids are like, bring out the tray. So the next day is just chaos as well.
That's how I feel. I love it though. For me, I've kind of started a tradition of that Friday after Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm normally done Christmas shopping by like end of October. So for me, that day after Thanksgiving, I'm not normally worried about shopping. It is like, I am all in Christmas mode. It's just basically a Christmas confetti cannon that goes off at my house. I'm getting the tree up. I'm listening to Christmas music. I'm baking things. I'm wearing my ugly Christmas sweater. It is all the things. So that is one of my favorite days of the year.
Well, that's definitely exciting and a little overwhelming, because for me this year, it's like minimal. I mean, I've still got the tree, the stockings, a good chunk of the decorations, but this year I'm just like, whew, we're going to slow down. We're going to focus on some important things about Christmas. And maybe that means a little less carols and a little less cookie baking. But Christmas is still happening in our house, but there is no canon.
I think you need those years sometimes to just recenter and simplify. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do have to ask you, though, are you doing Elf on the Shelf?
Oh, Erin, I am not an Elf on the Shelf person. My kids, like, maybe only know the Elf on a Shelf exists at other kids' house, but in our house, there is no elf. That's just one of those traditions that I don't think I will ever hop on board with. Nothing against moms that do. I'm just, I guess, not that caring.
I will say, I've seen all of these kits, and on if you jump on Pinterest, it is like a rabbit hole of Elf on the Shelf activities.
I mean,
people have made like clothing and all these custom little accessories. This is our first year doing it, and Hudson is just like, he thinks it's super magical and he is all in. But I'm just moving it around the house. I'm not doing anything special. I don't have the time or the energy to do all of the special little activities, or you know what I mean? It's just a lot of work. I feel like it's already a lot of work to move it. So, but so far it's been really fun. I may feel differently after, you know, 4 days, but so far it's fun.
And I think as they get older, their expectations go up a little bit more too. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to keep one-upping yourself. And I'm like, I just can't handle that kind of pressure. Like,
it is a lot.
Santa can just cool it for a little while.
I agree. Well, like I said, my favorite thing is just listening to Christmas music, like full blast. I mean, my poor neighbors can probably hear it rattling their windows, but I love listening to Christmas music and decorating the Christmas tree. And for me, that's a big deal because Justin isn't just a stickler on the Christmas tree. He won't even, I mean, Christmas music is like outlawed before Thanksgiving. So,
wow.
This is a big thing. I'm like, now I just want to listen to it all the time because I'm like, where have you been all my life? So that really is a big part of this rant for me, is now that I'm getting back into the Christmas music, there are a couple songs that just make me a little cringy. Do you feel that way?
Yes, there are some cringy Christmas songs. And part of me is like, oh, it's Christmas again. Like, let's listen to all of them. But then, like, you hear them more than once and you're like, okay.
I'm
done
here.
That one enough. Yeah.
Well, I just have to say, yeah, there are just a couple that just drive me nuts. As much as I love them, I will change the station. Just as much as I love Christmas music, I just can't do it. So are there songs that you can't stand?
Yeah, I mean, some of them have been around for like longer than I've been alive. And I think that's the hard part is like, I can't judge what music, you know, hit songs were around before I was even born. But like, I was having a conversation with my chiropractor just the other day, and we were talking about Christmas music and, you know, especially the list of what ones to avoid. And my chiropractor brought up, I think it's Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. And he's like, ugh, he just sounds like he's wasted and he's just barely hanging on. And I had never thought of it that way until he like brought it up while I was like laying in traction. And I cannot get it out of my head now. Every time I hear that song now, all I can think of is a very wasted Bruce Springsteen jamming out to that song. And it's not that I hate it. It's just now that it's kind of ruined for me. I can't listen to it anymore. But, you know, another one that I have a hard time with, and I love all things Beatles and John Lennon, except for the song So This Is Christmas. Ah.
I'm not going to lie. I am like avid Beatles fan. I mean, if you know me, oldies are my jam. I have like t-shirts with the Beatles. I am a huge oldies fan.
Yes.
However, that one is not a song I really care for either. So no. I am on board with that.
That makes me feel a little better because...
You were like, I'm nervous to bring this up because I know how Aaron feels about this.
Yeah. No, I am total Beatles fan. I mean, you get me all there except for that one song because the children singing and the just like... You know, like Dwight says on The Office, it's like grinding your teeth. And it's just, it's hard.
Well, yeah, for me, well, I don't know. Now I may have to listen to Bruce Springsteen's because maybe that'll be at the top of my list with new Let perspective.
Me know. Let me know.
But for me, the number one song that just makes me cringe, and haters are going to hate on this, which is fine, but... The number one song for me has got to be the dang Christmas Shoes song. First of all, I don't love country. So, I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't like the Hard Candy Christmas song either. But the Christmas Shoes song is just too much for me. I can't handle it. And I feel like it gets played so much. I just can't do it.
For me, I can't do it because, like, you know, I'm a soulless individual, but even like that song, I'm just like, he's buying us.
Are you? Well, wow. I guess I'm just a cyborg with no soul at all because
I have to turn it off because I don't want to cry.
Are
Not
you
that
serious?
I cry, but it's just like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. I know, Erin. I don't hate you.
Should
I'm
we just
should
haters. We just end this? Should we just go? And that's the thing. As soon as people hear that I don't like that song, they're basically like, "Oh, so you must torture animals for pleasure." I mean, it really. People will just think you are a soulless beast for not liking the Christmas Shoes song.
No.
So here's the thing. I thought I was crazy. Like, I kind of had to Google, "Am I a sociopath? Because why is it I don't like this song?" And here's the thing. I Googled to see if other people don't like this song. And I decided to Google the top most hated Christmas songs. And you know what, Jessica? It turns out that Google doesn't think I'm so heartless.
Oh.
So take that, all of my coworkers and neighbors and anyone who has basically thought that I'm an awful cyborg that is without a heart. So.
I don't think you're without a heart, Erin. I think you're just tired of crying and being emotional.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. But I want to hear the rest of this list that you found.
I know. I'm so excited. So according to Best Life Online, these are the top 10 most hated Christmas songs. And we're going to start at song number 10 and, of course, end with the worst Christmas song of all time. Okay. So, Jessica, we're starting at number 10.
Okay.
Santa Baby by Michael Bublé.
Really?
Yes. And I gotta say, I actually like this song. Yeah. I get that it's very different than the original Santa Baby, but I thought it was kind of clever. I like that Michael Bublé kind of sings about Santa Buddy, and I like that he kind of made his own spin on it. Although Michael Bublé could probably sing about trash and vomit, and I would still be mesmerized.
Right.
So maybe I'm not the best judge.
Yeah, I mean... I do enjoy this version. I feel like sometimes the other version, nothing against the original, and I can't even think
Eartha
of her
Kitt,
name
who also plays Yzma, and I just love her.
Yes, I really enjoy Eartha Kitt, but it's just, it's a different take on it. And I don't mind that one as much. And maybe it's just because it is Michael Bublé and I'm just like, you know, but I don't mind it. I don't know. I feel like there are so many other songs that should be worse than that. Weird.
Okay. Also, I don't know if you're going to love this, but I do have to tell you, Jess, anytime I hear the song Santa Baby, I think about ninth grade, Jessica?
It was
who was in choir and sang this, and she had to pick somebody from the audience to bring up and sing to.
Yes,
and
I did.
She picked our PE teacher.
I don't think I was like, in charge of the picking, but I do know I was one of the people singing, and it was really awkward. But I was in ninth grade, and but you don't know any better.
I do think of the song. Like, I think of you every time you hear the song, and it's such a fun memory. So there you go.
And you're like, I hate this song. Oh, it reminds me of Jessica.
No, I don't. I don't dislike the song. Even the Eartha Kitt version, it's not my favorite, but I do like hearing it. So, okay.
Well, Merry song Christmas, number nine. Jessica. Okay.
Song well, nine. Once you get to Christmas Shoes, you're probably gonna be like, "Oh, this is Aaron's song." Okay. Song number nine is "Christmas Tree" by Lady Gaga. So, first of all, I have to say I had never heard of this song, so I did have to Google it. However, after listening to this, unfortunately, "Deck the Halls" will never be the same for me. I hate what she has done with classic Christmas music, the repetitive sounds that make your brain need to explode. And also, how about when you're riding with your family to go see Christmas lights? Does anyone really want to hear that Lady Gaga plans to take off her clothes and that her Christmas tree is delicious? I don't think so. I mean, my grandma would be over there cringing. It's not okay. Gross, gross, gross. The whole song was just absolutely vile. Okay, Jessica, jump in.
No, I'm just so glad that you put words to it, because I was like, oh, I can't even put words to the feelings that you did. So you did a great job.
Oh, I hate it so much. And I was so glad that I hadn't heard this. Like, thank goodness this is not broadcast
regularly
more.
Played. Yes.
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 Okay. I'm going to let you go first on the next couple, because I feel like I keep like word vomiting and then you're like, ditto.
Well, okay, so sure. Okay, so I guess let me take a look. Number eight, I see that it is "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer" by Elmo and Patsy. And, you know, I think there are so many other worse songs out there. Of course, it's one of those songs that I think have been around since the dawn of time. And it does get old after, like, a couple plays. So, I mean, like, I could see it being one of the annoying ones, but I also feel like there's got to be other cringy songs. Like, why isn't Lady Gaga up higher on this list? I can handle this over that any day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm 100% on board with that. I think it's funny, and I agree it's got its own style, I guess you could say. I love hearing it like once or twice a season. It's not the type of thing I want to hear every time I listen to Christmas music, but if I hear it once or twice, I'm not bothered by it at all. So I don't 100% believe that it should be on this list, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you give us our next one?
Okay, the next one that I have is number seven, and it looks like it's "Please, Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas" by John Denver. And I have never heard of this Christmas song. And so when I went to go look it up and I listened to it, I was like, why is this even a song? Like, oh my gosh, like heartbreaking and like just.
Okay, this one, this will prove I'm not soulless. I did not make it through this whole song. I can't. I mean, could you ask for a more depressing song? And then here's my other question. What are they supposed to play after this song? Because you certainly cannot jump from this to like Frosty the Snowman. That just can't happen.
I agree. Is Frosty the Snowman even on this list? Because that one I think is kind of repetitive
as
well.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah? No, there's nothing against that one, Aaron. I'm just saying.
Yeah, this song was just, I was like, okay, well, that just seriously made a downer on my entire day. I mean, it broke my heart. And I normally don't mind John Denver, but I was like, Mr. Denver, not your best work.
And that's probably why I've never heard of it before, because it was like, we will never play this again. Or I'm just not on the cool Christmas channel with Lady Gaga and John Denver or something.
Oh, gosh. If that is a Christmas channel, may anyone that listens to that burn.
Oh my God, Aaron.
That is, I'm sorry, this is some of this music I'm just not okay with. And okay, while we're on the Lady Gaga thing, I just have to throw this out. Just because you're a pop star does not mean that you need to make a Christmas album. I feel like every pop star wants to release a Christmas album, and it's the same 10 classic songs that they've redone into a poppy version nobody likes, and then they add one dang song about how yummy their Christmas tree is to the mix, and then Merry Christmas, they make like $2 billion. Stop remaking our classics. We already have them. Leave them alone, and you don't need a holiday album. Just stick to what you know.
We've already got Bing Crosby. Don't ruin it. We like him. He's going to be around for forever.
Bing and Frank. Just let their stuff alone.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
Okay, I'm just going to step down off my soapbox. Okay, so number six. Number six, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. I have to say, I do find this song annoying. Little Michael's voice can just be really whiny, and it tends to wear on me a little bit. And I really feel like this one is played excessively.
See, and I don't know if I hear it very often, but like, I don't know if it's super overplayed. For me, I am a fan of Michael Jackson, but for me, I'm just in awe of the fact that he was like recording albums and everything at that young of an age. So I could totally see where, you know, you get kind of that whiny voice because he's a child. And I think sometimes we automatically assume our children's voices are whiny. So it just makes sense, right?
But so like, this episode's going real well because first, I basically am the Tin Man for not liking Christmas juice. Second, I hate children.
I didn't say you hated children.
I feel so much better.
Children and their voices are associated with whininess, and therefore I could totally see where you're coming from. Aaron, I'm empathizing with you.
You realize we're podcasting about motherhood, and I'm one of the hosts.
Hey, it's all about the realism here, right, Aaron? It's all about the realism. Don't change it. Okay. Anyway, mad respect for Michael Jackson. I would totally listen to this song at least 5 times for the month of Christmas. There we go.
Okay. I would rank it very similarly to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Like, yes. If I hear it a couple times, I'm not upset about it, but it's definitely not one of my favorites. So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monte. I have no idea what this is. I also had to look this up. It's not awful. I felt like the style and the sound of it was very comparable to the song I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which I know is also something that people don't love. Mm-hmm. I never would want this stuck on repeat. I think that's probably something that they do for torture when they're trying to get people to like reveal top secret information.
Oh my gosh.
So I wouldn't be annoyed if I heard this once or twice. It's all right.
You know, what you were saying about how it reminds me of the Hippopotamus for Christmas, I feel like that song reminds me of the Donde Está Santa Claus. Do you know that song?
I don't know what that is, but Mamacita, I might go Google it after.
Donde Está Santa Claus? Dude, no, you've got to go Google that song. It's so fun. And I didn't mind Dominic the Donkey. I mean, I guess I don't hear it frequently. And maybe that for me was like, ee-aw, ee-aw. You know, it was just kind of fun. Like, oh, I don't hear this one very often. Maybe it's because people call in and they're like, if you play that song one more time.
Do not play it. Dominic the Donkey. Yeah, I was just surprised that like some of these made the list. And yeah, I've never heard of them. So I don't know what kind of, you know, rock I'm living under. But apparently it's a pretty heavy one.
Girl, you've got to listen to Mamacita, Donde Está Santa Claus. Like, and then you'll be all in the whole...
I'll be totally invested.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas? Which side of the thing? I like that song, but I want to know what side you fall on.
I don't mind it. It's one of those songs that has been around for forever, and so you just kind of learn to accept it. But it's kind of like how what we were talking about earlier with Michael Jackson, because the child is singing, it just automatically kind of sounds a little whiny.
Yep.
It's got to be with child.
Is it a child singing it?
I believe so. I remember looking at the picture, like a black and white picture of the little girl that sang it originally. And I want to say she was young, but...
All right. I'll take that.
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I'm officially a believer.
Good.
All right, Jessica. Hit us with our next two. Let's hear what they are.
Okay. Number 4. the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late by Alvin and the Chipmunks. And, okay, I totally understand why this song is on this list. I think as a child, like, oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks. But now that I'm old, I'm like, oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks. I mean, it explains itself. It just is what it is. Just, okay. If it's on, just accept it and move on. Turn it off.
Yeah, this song to me, I feel like I can listen to it like one time. It's allowed to have like a single annual run. Yeah. The first time I'm like, oh, I forgot. This song's super cute and funny. But then I feel like if I hear it again, I kind of get into Hulk rage. And is it just me or is it about 12 minutes long? I just feel how many verses does this thing have? I swear that I've heard the chorus 6 times. But also, I just have to throw in a fun little tidbit. I was at a Christmas concert for like an a cappella group last year, and they were talking about how they wanted to learn to sing this song and that they were like practicing getting their voices all high and squeaky, and then they realized that this was recorded at like regular voices just super slow and then sped up. Yeah. And so they kind of did it both ways. And that just kind of, I don't know, made me really sad because I thought that people were really talking like chipmunks. So that's unfortunate. Wow. Apparently I'm really naive. So now I dislike it even more because I thought somebody at least worked their little fanny off pretending to be a chipmunk. That was not the case.
Aaron, it was like their version of like voice helpers. Like, what is that called when somebody has to like distort their voice as they're singing? It was like, well, back in the olden days version of like,
not okay.
We're so cool. Okay, sorry. The effort wasn't put in. Aaron won't listen to a Christmas song unless there is a very high amount
blood,
of
sweat,
effort.
And tears had to go into that Christmas song.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna move on. I don't know what else to add to that.
I don't want to hear about your hippopotamus for Christmas unless you've actually tried having a hippopotamus as a pet. That is the that is the expectation. Whoa. I have for your effort into
unless
your musical
those two front teeth
career
have been ripped out of your face. Don't sing the song. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth because there's no effort going into that at all.
I need to see their commitment level. What do you want me to say?
Okay. Number 3, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid. And I know it's not a group. It's basically like a ton of music artists getting together so that they can raise money and awareness for children. And I think this was back in like in the 80s, if I remember correctly.
I think so. That sounds right.
I'm pretty sure. But I understand also why this song is on the list. And I'm sorry that it's on this list because I know it went to a really great cause and it probably still fills people with happiness and the want to help those around them. But I totally understand why it's on this list. And that's as much information as I'm going to say.
Yeah, I have a hard time. This is a very controversial song. I feel like people feel very starkly one way or the other. Yeah. I actually like this song and I agree. I think even if it's not your favorite song or even if you think it's dumb or whatever, the cause behind it was good. And I think if we can at least get behind that like it was a bunch of good people trying to get together and earn money for a good cause, like it's hard to be upset about it. So yeah, right. And I agree. I would rather listen to this than several other songs. So I don't have an issue with this song.
Okay. You want to hit us up with number 2?
Yes, but I'm going to make you tell me your thoughts first because I feel like I might be the only person on planet Earth that likes this song, so I would like to get your feel. Okay. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
See, another Beatles. Darn it. Okay. I like the song. I do think it's repetitive, and it's fun for a little bit, and then it just kind of loses its charm for me. But I'm still a total and complete Beatles fan, and nothing will ever change that. They just have a couple slip through the cracks. It's fine.
Yeah, and maybe it's just I just love Paul McCartney, and love this song. I don't know what it is, because there's a lot of songs that even if I'm only hearing them twice, I'm like, I'm done. But this song, See, if somebody was interrogating me because I had secret information, they were playing this song, I'd be like, I'm a steel trap. This, I could listen to this 100 times and it would not bother me at all. I actually really like this song. So
that's funny.
Hit me with all of your hate vibes, because I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that feels this way. So feel free to, you know, DM us, but I really like this song.
Okay, so now we know. If you want to put Aaron in one of those chairs for a confession, it is Christmas shoes.
Oh, no.
All the way.
Kryptonite.
Yes, which it sounds like we've gone through all the numbers except for number one. And I will reveal it after a drum roll. It is Christmas shoes.
Christmas shoes. Thank you very much. I am not the Tin Man. I am not heartless. And I am not, like, not human. Half of the human population on Earth does not like this song. Okay, I don't really know if it's half the population. But you know what? When they took a survey, a lot of people didn't like it. So take that.
Yeah, that really sounded like an acceptance speech, like you were winning something. So I don't want to bring you down.
Did you listen to the beginning of the episode? I am winning something. I'm winning my heart back, because apparently I was told that I didn't have one.
You've got a heart. Like I said, I enjoy this song, but like I can't ever listen to it because it just
you're getting teary just thinking about it.
It's just so sweet. I don't know. Okay, moving on.
Okay, I do have to say I'm surprised Mariah Carey didn't make this list. I cannot with that.
Oh, girl.
That one is played like every 3 songs, and I'm like, really?
Girl, Mariah, you go, girl. She knew exactly what she was doing with the song. She lives it up every year, and I am in full support.
I don't hate it. I just wish it was not played so freaking much. I feel like it is played constantly.
Constantly, as long as it's good, can be a good thing. Why not? I will listen to this song.
We'll agree to disagree. Okay, well, I hope that you guys enjoyed running through the top 10 most hated Christmas songs as much as we did. I think we all just needed to just kick back and laugh and just have a little bit of comic relief for a minute. So to all of you mamas in our mom tribe, we are wishing you happy holidays, and remember to kick back and enjoy your holiday because you've earned it. Till next time.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.